Did you know that women worldwide currently outlive men by about 5 years? Statistics show that by age 85, there are roughly 6 women for every 4 men. At age 100, the ratio is more than 2 to 1. And by age 122, which is the current world record for human longevity, that score stands at 1 to 0 in favor of women. So we are so glad to have financial advisor Carmen Wu here today. She knows that, unfortunately, achieving retirement security for women as they age without men is a multifaceted obstacle. So let's dive in and talk about some solutions. First of all, welcome, Carmen.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Hope, for having me.
Of course, of course. So not only do women live longer, Carmen, but so often the majority of women tend to earn less income than men during their lives. And that's multifaceted, as you've said before in other broadcasts. Women spend fewer years in the workforce for a variety of reasons. They take a conservative approach to investing in money that they do earn. So tell us a little bit about why that is and what women can do to shift the balance of all this.
Well, as you mentioned, Hope, women have been challenged to achieve a secure retirement, and it is a multifaceted issue that they're confronting today. So there are 3 things that I like to actually mention today. One of them is longevity, the other is earnings power and investment risk. So the average woman actually can expect to live about 5 years longer than men. So our retirement income sources need to also last longer, and we need to also save more, which is where the earnings power comes in. Women in the 21st century, as you know, have made progress in the areas of earnings power. Over a lifetime, believe it or not, I like this statistic, women spend 27 years in the workforce while men spend 40. And women leave the labor force sometimes to have children and care for family members. And therefore, they reduce the amount of retirement income that they, one can save for and the other, and that they can use during their retirement years. And the last is how they invest, their investment risk. Women tend to be more risk averse in investing than men. And we actually retire with 2/3 the retirement savings of men. So consequently, we need to take a little bit more risk while remaining prudent, if you will. Increasing our investment knowledge can certainly help you make a little bit more wiser decisions and become more comfortable with taking a little bit more risk.
That sounds like really great advice. You also suggest that we identify our sources of retirement income before we retire. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, yes. Knowing what your sources of income are going to be certainly helps you create a savings strategy, and you start prioritizing in terms of how you're going to save. So understanding what your employer retirement benefits may be certainly is a good idea to make sure that you understand them clearly. And so sources of income that an employer may certainly have available to you, maybe 401ks, TSPs, 403bs, IRAs, and also understanding that Social Security does play a big source of income for many retirees. In addition to saying, if I don't have all these sources, do I need to save additional money?
That makes sense. So talk a little bit more about that Social Security piece. How important is it to understand your options when it comes to Social Security, and how do you go about really thoroughly understanding it before you need it?
Well, considering that, you know, as I mentioned earlier, a large percentage of your income source may come from Social Security. Women actually have a very large percentage of their income source coming from Social Security benefits. And if that's going to be the case, you need to really determine, you know, if you're going to go out of the workforce, how that's going to impact your Social Security income. And so therefore, if you understand how Social Security works for you, the better understanding you have in making a decision whether or not you're going to or when you will leave the workforce will be helpful to you. Consulting a financial advisor or going into the Social Security Administration website certainly will help you or give you some beginning to understand Social Security.
Yeah, and you talk a lot about, you know, people being resistant to planning ahead, but you really encourage them. I think definitely going to the Social Security website is helpful, but having someone explain it to you is probably better. So that's a little plug for Eigenberger and Weiner, but I do think that just from anyone's point of view, having it explained is better. Let's talk about budgeting. So say we plan to retire at age 65. How do we figure out how much cash we're going to need and how we create a realistic budget for those years when we're not working?
You know, I think that's one of the hardest things that people have in terms of conceptualizing, well, how much money do I need when I retire? And I think the better way of asking that question, or to better understand that, how much money you will need, is start asking yourself, you know, what lifestyle do I want to have when I retire? And then, although everybody hates this word, budget, if you create a budget where you know what your fixed expenses are going to be, and then add to that the variable of a lifestyle, you'll start getting an idea of what type of income you would like to have when you retire. The earlier you start planning like this or thinking in these terms, the better retirement income sources you'll have once you reach retirement.
Absolutely. That makes perfect sense. And again, it's just giving it some thought, talking to somebody that can help guide you. So what questions should people come in prepared to ask a financial advisor?
I think that one of the things that you want to make sure, first of all, is when you see an advisor, have them look at everything that you currently have, everything that you have saved, whether it's for retirement or not, so that they can help you create a plan to have a retirement that you will be happy with once you reach that retirement goal. And I think that one of the main questions you definitely need to ask your advisor is if you're on track, to meet your retirement income needs. And if you're not certain of what your retirement income needs are, which is a driver to actually go and see an advisor, can you help me navigate and can you help me figure out how much income I will need when I retire? And, you know, and I want to be able to maintain my current lifestyle or a particular lifestyle, they certainly can help you figure those things out.
Very good. And there's tons of information, articles that you've written that have been so helpful to women, also around estate planning. And that's all on Eigenberger and Weiner's financial news website, which is ebwfinancialnews.com, and even more information on EBW's main website, ebwllc.com. So, Carmen, thank you so much for your time and this fantastic advice for women. It's amazing that we truly do live longer than men, and we have to plan accordingly.
We really do. We really do. And planning is always a good thing. That way you have a roadmap and you're not surprised at the end.
Beautiful advice. Well, thank you again, Carmen. It's been a pleasure talking to you today.
Thank you, Hope.
You have been listening to EBW's Financial News Radio Show on the Incandescent Radio Network. Check back each month for different bits of wonderful information from the advisors at Eigenberger and Weiner. We will talk to you soon. Thanks so much for your time.